A long-awaited international agreement towards peace in the eastern Congo was signed on Sunday. The United Nations was pivotal in the negotiation of the peace accord aimed at ending two decades of conflict. Laura Yerachi explains.
The people in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo, worn by nearly two decades of bloodshed, are hopeful that a peace accord signed Sunday will bring stability to the resource-rich area. The so-called Peace, Security and Cooperation Framework Agreement was brokered by the United Nations and signed in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was present for the signing by leaders of 11 African countries. Rebel groups were not among the signatories. The UN Secretary General said the accord is part of a continuing peace process in the African Great Lakes region, which will require a comprehensive approach and a sustained engagement. While a group of 46 prominent international humanitarian organizations operating in the Great Lakes region laud the peace effort, they also jointly issued a policy paper suggesting additional measures that must be taken for the agreement to stick. Danilo Genese, communications and advocacy officer for Jesuit Relief Services, spoke to Vatican Radio from Goma.
The agreement signed in Addis Ababa is, of course, represent a good step. But at the same time, we think that this agreement should be implemented with other important measures, like, for example, the appointment of a high-profile UN envoy in order to guarantee that the agreement will be acted. And also, it's very important for us that the Congolese civil society will be included in this peace process, because so far the Congolese civil society has always been excluded. And it's also very important for us that the donor government will commit themselves in ensuring aid and support to the Congo and to the countries in the region. Some nations who signed the agreement of yesterday have been officially accused by the United Nations of backing rebel groups acting in eastern Congo and bringing violence, destruction and death in this country. So it's very important to keep these nations who signed the agreement of yesterday committed truly to the peace and the security in eastern Congo.
The 46-member group is also calling on the international community to show steadfast commitment to peace in the region. Congo's army is currently fighting M23 rebels who renewed violence and fighting in eastern Congo last May and dominate the North Kivu province. Their goals include the removal from office of Congolese President Joseph Kabila. In November, the rebels seized the provincial capital Goma, but have since left the city to open the way for peace talks with the Congolese government. These separate talks being held in Uganda under a March 15 deadline are aimed at reaching an agreement on a range of economic, political, and security issues, including amnesty for war and insurgency acts and the release of political prisoners. I'm Laura Yerachi.
Laura Yerachi explains.